91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, good evening. Make
your day count.
This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day,
I'm going to be glad
and rejoice
in this day.
This day,
I'm going to make my day what?
Count.
I'm going to be very productive when?
This day, yes. This is my day of productivity.
Today. I'm not going to have no excuse.
If you're driving in your car on this morning, throw the excuses out the window.
Yeah, this is going to be a great day. This is a great day. And you're making a quality decision right now to have a great day. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible said we have what we say.
Yes.
We have what
we say.
Whatsoever we say, we will have it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you speak negative in your life, you will receive negative. Why? Because we reap
what we sow.
And we sow with our mouth. We sow with our mouth.
So sow some joy on this morning. Be excited. Yes.
God has sowed some good seed. The word is the seed.
Yes.
So sow some good seed out there today. Mm-hmm. Making your day count. Spread some good seed. Seed of joy, seed of love, seed of hope. That's word. When I say seed, I'm talking about word. Words of hope. Yes. Word of joy. Word of peace. Sow that today in the name of Jesus. And this Friday.
Yes. This month we've been talking about knowing why you're here on earth focuses your life. So we are following one course until success.
Uh-huh.
Follow one course until success. And we've been in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, the last couple of days. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift.
Who says that?
Nor the battle to the strong.
Who says that?
Nor bread to the wise.
Why? These people are supposed to be having everything.
Nor riches to men of understanding. Nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. All as in all. Time and chance happen to them all.
So how we spend this Friday will determine the success that we will receive in this day.
Mm-hmm.
How we spend this Friday will directly in proportion to the success that we will enjoy in today.
Mm-hmm.
How we spend today, how we appropriate our time,
mm-hmm.
how I budget my time today. Mm-hmm. So if I sleep the day away, guess what? I end up with zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I talk the whole day away, I end up with zero. Mm-hmm. So I'm making a quality decision today to be very productive,
mm-hmm.
to do something productive, because I only have 25 hours in today to spend. 24. Yeah, I'm 101. Thank you. No cheat here. You only have 24, Pastor.
Because people are going to want to know, how did you get 25? People
are going to
want to know.
I want to know. You only going to have 24. You can stretch it.
We want to live a life of no regrets.
Yeah.
Yes, that must be our aim, to live a life of no regrets. And that's how we allocate our time.
Yes. Tell us some of the things that is going on right now at Celebration. Why should somebody, if I'm new in the town, if I'm hearing you, Pastor Dai, for the first time, I'm new in town, mm-hmm. I says, why should I go to that church?
because there's a life-changing word that is waiting for you at Celebration Tabernacle. I know I first came to Celebration Tabernacle in 2006. I received a letter in the mail, and I opened it up. I read through the letter, and I remember sitting it on my cabinet and saying, okay, when that church opens, because it was just getting relocated to 1010, so when that church opens, I'm going to go. And that wasn't me knowing a whole bunch of scriptures. That was just me and the Holy Spirit bearing witness within myself that you need to connect.
You need to go.
At that place. And so I did. I when it did open up, because it was like talking about in the future that it was going to open up in the next coming months. So I put that letter up. It sat right there on my counter. And when the day came that it said that it was going to be open, I went. And at that time, I was a single mother. I had a 9-year-old daughter. And we went. We went and we continued to go. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. There are things going on in my life that would deter me from going, but I just continued to go. I just continued to go. Things weren't perfect, but I just continued to go. I continued to go. And come to find out, the whole mission of the church is to share the love of Christ with the unchurched. And yeah. I was the unchurched. I've been to church before in my life. As a child, I was in the Catholic church. But as soon as I got to, you know, make my own opinion as a teenager as such, I didn't want to go anymore. Revolted against it, didn't want to go. Had been in two churches a couple of times at times past, but never had a real connection. I compare it to, you know, if you let Jesus into your house, you give him a little room in the back, you let him in. That was where I was at. And I didn't know that we had to, you know, let him take control over the whole house. And when I started going to Celebration and hearing the word and the teaching under that, then I realized that God is not somebody who's just in your heart, in just one room of your house, but we have to surrender our whole house, our whole self, our whole life onto him. And in the doing of that, life becomes more magnificent. It comes greater. God does not want you to be without anything. He's not trying to restrict us in any way. He wants our life to blossom and have such an aroma that it attracts other people. God is not a God that is broken. He's not a God of restriction. He's a God of love. He's a God of distinction. God, he is all everything. He Amen. Is everything.
Amen. And one of the key factor or key principle that we do at Celebration, we teach each other not only to be heavenly minded, but we teach each other how to be earthly good.
Mm-hmm.
So we balance. We're not all heavenly minded that we know earthly good. Mm-hmm. And we're not all earthly good that we're not heavenly minded. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we do. And we find balance between those two.
Yeah, just like on Tuesday nights, family enrichment night, you've been having your daughter come doing hands-on demonstrations for a healthy lifestyle, for cooking, stuff like that. So it's so much more than just learning the Word of God. Yes. The Word of God is the foundation, but God wants us to be able to function in this earth realm. And he wants us to have a long, satisfying life in every area, in the earth. To bring him glory, because as the works of our hands is being glorified in the earth, he is receiving the glory in heaven. So he wants us to be glorified in the earth, because in turn, he is being glorified in heaven, and we're just using what he already gave us.
So the whole teaching of Jesus Christ is balance. It's about doing our purpose here. Mm-hmm. Become earthly good.
Mm-hmm.
Be good here. Be good steward where? In the earth realm. Mm-hmm. Take care of business where? In the earth realm. Mm-hmm. And when that is complete, we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not losing track of heaven, and we're not losing track of earth.
Because the mission of Celebration Tabernacle is to share the love of Jesus with the unchurched and bring them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ to establish an oasis of love where the hurting, indebted, frustrated, and confused can find love, acceptance, and forgiveness. So I know I was in every category there. Hurting, indebted, frustrated, and confused.
That's right.
And I needed every bit, and still do, of the love, acceptance, and forgiveness.
Right. Because we don't go Bible beat you, you know, and we don't go, we love you like we say every Sunday. We love you just the way you are. Mm-hmm. We love you just the way you are. So when you walk through the doors of celebration, you don't have to worry. Or are they going to accept me? Or are they going to judge me? We ain't no judge. We just called to love you. Mm-hmm. And to love you, not when you all pretty and pretending that you all got it together. Mm-hmm. No, we love you just the way you are.
Yes, and want to help you to elevate your life from whatever level it is. It doesn't have to be at a low level to be elevated. At every level of life, we should be seeking elevation. Because God, he is the elevator.
Yeah.
And he wants to bring us up.
And that's why I enjoy celebration. I enjoy celebration because that's the atmosphere we have there.
Mm-hmm. And it looks beautiful. Then a renovation of the whole inside of the sanctuary and also of the lobby area. And it is looking good in there.
It looked like God. It looked like heaven on earth.
Like God,
Yeah, it looked like God. God is a God of excellence. Mm-hmm. And he makes what? Beauty from ashes. That's why we love you just the way you are. And we say that every Sunday you come here. You're going to find love. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry. Oh, I'm in a strange place. No, you're in your Father's house.
Yeah.
And we're going to love you. Mm-hmm. We're going to love you. You don't have to be, ashamed. Yeah.
And it's multicultural, non-denominational.
It must look like, it look like God's people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heaven.
Heaven is multicultural celebration. It's multicultural. It look like heaven, you know. It look like Walmart. You know, Walmart is multicultural. And that's what God wanted the church to look like.
Yes.
He wanted to look like Walmart.
Yeah.
Multicultural.
Yeah, where you can come just as you are.
Just you don't have to go change it to go to Walmart. You just go there and just shop. So we will love for you if you're new to the area. We haven't fun this Friday. You know, if you're new to the area and you're looking for a place of worship where you can worship God in your own way, in your own rights, where you can just find God. Mm-hmm. And just tell him how much you worship him. We sung Sunday, I will not be silent. Mm-hmm. As long as there's breath, mm-hmm. I will worship you. So we encourage you to come out and let the family become one.
Yes.
We are big, but we are small. We are big, but we are small. Mm-hmm. So, because we love you.
Yes, we're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Service time on Sunday morning is at 10 a.m. and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for Family Enrichment Night. And if you would like a preview, you go on Facebook to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, and the Sunday services are recorded and uploaded. So they're recorded live and uploaded. So usually within 48 hours or so, they're posted to the website, or not the website, excuse me, the Facebook page. So if you go on to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, you'll see services from Sunday mornings on there, and you'll also see other prayer gatherings and such that we have on there on the Facebook page. So we want to encourage you to be a part of what God is doing. Man, he is waiting for you.
Yes.
God is waiting for you to rise up into your highest calling and potential in Christ Jesus. Make your day count.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the